It's 5.5 years. I think I know how to what's going on here. Okay, all right. Nice, Apple. Thanks a lot. Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. Kicking it off today on Discord Radio. Dora Dubert is here. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. Just an otherwise average, normal, everyday Tuesday.
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet indeed. Yes. Yours truly, Jordan Wade, a.k.a. Wade. I've been hosting this show for the last 5.5 years. Started on March of 2012, along with an amazing cast of characters. And we're going to talk about some of those cast of characters that I've had the chance of working with over the last few years throughout the show today. But I also want to give a quick shout out to someone else who's kind of important to Discord Radio, and that is my mom, because it's her birthday today.
Oh, Lord, happy birthday, Wade's mother.
Yes, Sarah Ann Lebo Wade, a.k.a. Wade's mom. it is her birthday today, and she, I don't know if she's listening right now at all, but nonetheless, I wanted to give her a quick birthday shout out and maybe even a little birthday request later in the show.
What'd you get her? Can you say?
Well, I called her first thing this morning, and we spoke for half an hour, caught up on each other's lives. That was a good start.
Nice, yeah. Good, like, son duties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You give me a look like I should be doing more.
No. That's what I did on my mom's birthday, so.
Perfect.
Same level.
Perfect. Nice. Okay, so we're going to talk more. We're going to reflect a little more later in the show, but for the first half of the show, let's talk about some things that are happening this upcoming week in the Vancouver local music scene.
Awesome. All right. So number one that we have on our list actually throws back to Matt Muse, the Loving Angel, who did the boards and production on the show when I like first started.
Mm-hmm.
His band, The Maneuver, is hosting a summer dance party in Squamish on Saturday from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's completely free. It's just like a funk jam space.
Nice. They love awesome. Squamish.
They do.
They play in Squamish as often as they play in Vancouver.
Which I think like fits them. I think that like really says a lot about like the vibe the band gives, which is cool.
Nice.
But we're just going to play a quick little track off of their EP, which I remember covering probably my first solo episode on Discord Radio. I like went for it. But this is Soup of the Day, The Way We Were by The Maneuver. You're listening to it on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Cause I'll be happy.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, The Maneuver, featuring our own Matt Muse. He's not our own anymore, but our ex-producer, Matt Muse. The Way We Were, fitting title for a track on a show that is going to be riddled with nostalgia. Yes. By the way, you can check out Matt and The Maneuver this Saturday at House Sound Brewing in Squamish as part of the Summer Dance Party in Squamish. And by the way, we've heard through the grapevine that Matt is currently listening to the show.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. While at CBC, no less. Shh. Don't let your CBC colleagues find out. Nice.
Truly. Yeah. So there's a lot happening this weekend. This week, everything, as per usual, stays packed. Something happening this Thursday at the Biltmore is the Woolworm LP release show with Dead Soft and Feral Positions. It's going to be $5 before 10 p.m., $10 after, which is not bad. And it's from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. So here's just a tease. Woolworm's Catbird off of their new LP, Deserve to Die. And you're listening to it on Discord or Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
trying to find a reason to hate me. Been there before, but I don't care anymore. Been there before, but I don't wanna hate anymore. It brings me down. I found trying to get on top all brings you down.
Humanitarian organization for providing empowerment, also known as HOPE, aims to work in partnership with marginalized societal groups in a way that shows awareness and respect for their backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs. We host mentorship programs for inner city students, warmth of winter outreach programs for homeless residents of Vancouver, and annual conferences to challenge the stigma around various societal issues.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Right before the break there, you heard Dead Soft with I Believe You. Prior to that, we heard Woolworm with Catbird. It's all part of the Woolworm LP release show happening this Thursday at the Biltmore. $5 to get in before 10 p.m., $10 after 10 p.m. Pretty damn good deal. And Feral Positions is also going to be on that bill. Okay, I'm here with Dora Duber. It's Wade on my last show of Discorder Radio. That is, of course, unless you guys need to fill in down the road with a nudge nudge. But my last regular show, at least. And Dora, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, are you excited about taking over the reins?
Excited and terrified, I think. You made like a really beautiful Facebook post today. If you guys don't have Wade on Facebook, at him because he writes beautiful things.
Oh, shucks.
I was struck by how gracious it was, but it was like very grateful almost. And I was like, no, thank you. Like, CITR and Discorder Radio are like so lucky to like have such an amazing producer and like a host. And like, though, like, yeah, 5.5 years is a long time to dedicate like yourself to. And like, that's really impressive and like very generous.
Ah, thank you.
No, so thank you.
This is coming from the person that just donated blood today to be here. So from one generous soul to the next.
Yeah, it's a generous off. Yes. We'll see who will out.
She gave so much blood that she almost it almost made you not arrive on the show in time. It kept you in the chair a little longer. You want to tell the listeners what happened to you there?
I don't know how riveting of a story that is. I got there and I was like, oh, so it'll take half an hour. It'll take 15 minutes to give the blood, 15 minutes to like rest up, then I'll go to Wreck Beach and I'll be sick. And it took 2 hours, I don't know, just like sitting in a room and eating snacks and then doing it and then leaving. It was not very exhilarating, but I did it. I made it. I was scared. I'll share with you listeners. I can trust you. This is safe. I'm really scared of being drained of all my blood. I don't know where this came from. I don't know why I'm like so scared of it, but it's like a very visceral, like, oh no, like this is something that like can never happen to me. Like if I get a paper cut, I'm like, I'm gonna die, and I'm not a hemophiliac. I don't know why I have this. So this was a big step for me, and I was like almost in tears the whole time, but I did it and I made it, and they took my blood, and I think it was good.
Thank goodness.
Truly.
It would be sad for me to do the last show without you here.
Oh.
I wanted to have an official handoff at the end of the show, you know?
Yeah, yes. I feel like we need like a ceremonial like passing of like
passing of the maybe something. The summer issue of Discorder. I'm not
sure. We'll see. Listeners, yeah. Stay tuned. Call in if you have a thing that we can hand off.
Nice. Well, we only have another 38 minutes or so. So let's get back into some more music. What else we have happening? Let's talk about something that's happening tonight.
Yeah. So Art Rock number 22, Art Rock number 22 is happening tonight.
I can't believe they've done 22 of these
now.
I remember Casey Way in late spring were here at Live at Lunch back in September of 2015 when they were talking about their first Art Rock. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is this new thing. Amazing. Here they are 22 installments later and it's still going strong.
It has definite staying power. It's, I think, really a really awesome kind of funny event. It's kind of just Casey Way being like, what is Art Rock? Art Rock's whatever we want it to be. And then just putting on people who she likes, which is cool. Today, Smoker and Puzzlehead are going to be performing, and the gorgeous and ever-talented DJ Nora Ware, who, surprise, surprise, is Eleanor, the volunteer manager from CITR. So she'll be showing off her DJ chops tonight. So check it out for an amazing time. Like I said, Smoker and Puzzlehead are going to be playing. Puzzlehead's doing a solo set. And Atlanteans are also going to be playing. So also, something that I noticed, because they pointed it out, the 22nd installment is on the 22nd of the month.
Whoa! Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you know what's going to be a spooky, spooky night. So this is Smokin' in the Streets by Smoker. Listen to it on Discord or Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Let us smoke on your daddy's porch. One and you. Do you know more about social media than is even cool to admit? Like dimensions for profile pictures on different platforms? And character count limitations for more than just Twitter? Then apply to be the social media and online communications coordinator for CITR and Discorder. The deadline for applications is August 30th. Head to citr.ca for more information.
Thank you.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Joe Past with Look Up. Joe Past is playing along with Supermoon and Monster Treasure, along with Blue Jay. It's all happening at The Toast. I'm not familiar with The Toast, Dora. Do you know The Toast?
The Toast Collective.
Oh, right. Right. See, this is why Dora's taking over the show and I'm retiring. When I first started, I was a UBC student. I was all, you know, going to all the shows. And I still love a lot of the great local music, but I think it seems like a good time to let a young, spry, energetic keener like yourself, who's like on the scene and knows all the local lingo. I'm like, Toast? Oh, yeah.
I'll take that.
Right on.
But
right
then
on.
You can enjoy it. You can enjoy it from a distance.
This is true. And I must say, I mean, I haven't been around much this summer, but I've been enjoying a lot of the music that I've been hearing this summer. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. Actually, this is right now, we're going to shift things into a bit of like a Wade Memento segment now for the last half of the show. If you're just joining us late, this is going to be my last official show hosting Discord Radio after 5.5 years and after 275 episodes. Wow. This is the, yes.
Oh my gosh.
According to our podcast collector, this is officially our 275th episode. It's kind of a milestone.
Yeah.
Kind of a milestone.
If we were a country, we'd have a celebration. There'd be fireworks.
Yes. Well, we're having our own little fireworks party in here. If you'd see my hands, I'm making the firework motions as we speak.
Oh, I wish I had a boomerang of that so bad.
We could make that happen.
Yeah.
In fact, I think our Instagram has been a little bit slow for a while. This might be a good excuse to get it going again.
Cool. I'm for it.
So what we'll do is, actually, I want to give a shout out to DJ CJ, a name you've probably never met. CJ.
I've never met CJ.
But he was DJ CJ Chirag Mahajan, who's currently in India. He was a huge part of this station when I joined. In fact, way back in March of 2012, Anna, I forget her last name now. She was the promotions coordinator. I was running a show called the Discord Radio Show. It was a bi-weekly half-hour show. So it was every second Wednesday between like 6 and 6:30. It was really
weird,
really odd. And she sent an email out to the Discord, the CITR community, saying, hey, I need some help. Anyone else want to kind of help me out with the show? And I had just started UBC journalism and I was new to Vancouver and I was trying to be a real keener. So I said, sure, I'll come check it out. And I sat with her for one show and we seemed to have a good rapport. And then the next week she emailed me and said, actually, I think I'm done. Do you want the show? It's yours. So the next week, I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? What does this button do? And so I ran into the CITR lounge and there was CJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, hey, it's CJ, right? I'd met him a few times before. I'm like, CJ, could you give me a hand for a second? And I brought him into the studio to kind of help me with the board. And we just had this great chemistry and we ended up becoming great friends. Oh. And the next week he joined me on air. And then before you know it, him and I ran the show for years. But it was kind of funny how we just sort of stumbled into it together.
That's such a beautiful, I love cute meets. That's
amazing. It was a very cute meet. And he was kind of like, my partner in crime for a good couple of years. He was doing the show regularly until, I think it was till basically the summer of 15. So he was doing the show for about 3.5 years. So very, very involved. Great guy on so many levels, an incredibly talented audio producer. He threw this, we made a little bit of a Wade highlight package a couple of years ago. So this, we'll play this right now. This is some of my favorite memories on the air with CJ back sort of 2012 through 2014-ish. And this is, here we go, a little 3 minutes of memories for you right here on Discord Radio. We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 1019. That was Weed, the September Discorder cover band, on a great-looking cover. Thanks again to Jazz Halloran and his artistic efforts to make Discorder look so damn good every month. It is Wade here. I'm your Discorder host, along with my co-host, as always.
Hello, DJ CJ in the house.
We're also joined by News 101's Morgan Yee, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody.
Good to have you back on the show.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Your insight was so profound last week after Rifflandia that I felt we had to have you back on for another roundtable discussion.
Congratulations to Mark Toden, who won the Braids tickets. He'll be going to see Braids next week at Fortune Sound Club on Tuesday night. Fortune Sound Club, which is the same venue that you can find Hannah Epperson on Thursday nights.
Woohoo!
Who is joining us right now for an I&I Intimate Interactive right here live on Discord Radio. Great to have you here.
It's such a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Nice.
There's so many amazing artists, but they don't know each other because storytellers kind of stay in their circles and puppeteers stay in their circles and indie musicians don't talk to folk musicians, this sort of thing. So
it's very Vancouver. Vancouver is constantly getting lambasted as a city that is disconnected or seemingly unfriendly. But it's good to see you stepping up in the face of this apparent unfriendliness and creating some positive social initiatives to help bring people together in Vancouver. Wade here from Discord Radio, along with Current Swell. We've got
Scott
and
Dave.
Nice, good to have you guys with us. So you guys have had some really epic experiences thus far. I saw you headline a festival in Brazil. You played in front of 50,000 people on Canada Day. Are you able to kind of articulate what is your career highlight thus far?
I think it's hard to say one because it's like every other month you're like pinch me moments, kind of like, oh my god, this is rad. You know, you're in Germany, a month earlier Australia, and with a little vacation in Indonesia just because we play music.
If you want to win that prize pack, give us a call right now. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR to win a steam whistle. Oktoberfest prize pack. In the meantime, Darcy's with The Hunted on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Wunderbar! One more time. Let's do this. Go.
Hi, this is Colleen Renison, lead singer of No Sinner, and you're listening to CITR Discord Radio on 101.9.
That's the one, baby!
Woo!
Good audio on the high five, too. Nice.
Does it sound good?
Sound great. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, a collection of memories.
That was a chuckle of the century. That was such a like, I loved it.
Nice. Good. Yes, that was Colleen Renison of No Sinner. Who else we heard in that mix? Hannah Epperson was it? We heard in there. Current Swell. I heard mentions of Weed, Hugo's band, of course. Some of the Discorder bands and artists I've had the pleasure of connecting with over the last few years. So that was a nice little mix. And again, credit to DJ CJ, who threw that together so nicely with all the music in the background.
Why did he, what was the like occasion for him making that mix? Just YOLO?
I think we were YOLO. I think at that point I was trying to get a job on CBC Radio 3.
Oh.
When CBC Radio 3 was still a thing. So if the truth be known, that was the inspiration to make that. But it's 3 years later, it served as a nice little memento of, you know, highlight pack of the years, over the years. So what I thought we would do now, because it's been 5.5 years that I've been doing the show, I thought we'd do a bit of like a top 5.5 bands/songs that I've had the pleasure of encountering.
I'm ready for it. I'm looking at this list, and it's quite rounded. Like, it's like...
eclectic?
Yeah, eclectic, but also, like, I think, like, pretty indicative of, like how Vancouver music has changed and how, like, you engaging with Vancouver music has changed. I think it's really fascinating.
Ah, yes, thank you. I should mention, too, all these bands are local artists, all from the Vancouver music scene, and all have sort of a special place in my heart for a different reason. So we'll start it off right now with a band which is no longer. When I first encountered them, they were on the March 2014 cover of Discorder, where they were called Cool. Cool the band, and they were so hard to Google, you couldn't find them anywhere.
Cool band.
Yeah.
Like top 10 list.
People were calling them Cool the Band, but their official name was COOL, Cool. They shortly changed the name to Cool TV shortly afterwards because it was just so hard to find them.
Yeah. Cool TV is a good name.
Yeah, not bad. I kind of like Cool the Band better. Yeah. It's like, it's so simple. Like, we're just Cool the Band.
Yeah. Cool to Band, the band that's cool.
And they had a very cool concept album called Paint, where every single track on the album was one word that was the name of a color. So top to bottom, 8 tracks, you had saffron, blue, green, purple, pink, white, red, and gold. Really cool concept.
Wow.
And so everything sounds quite, quote unquote, cool on paper. And then live, they put on an incredible live show. Had the pleasure of seeing them twice. Once they played the CITR stage at Catalano Fest.
Nice.
And I got the chance to MC and then interview them backstage. That was a lot of fun. But my personal highlight of seeing Cool would have been when they performed at Record Store Day, also in 2014. And Adrian Teacher, who is now part of the group, and Adrian Teacher and the Subs, was body surfing around the entire Red Cat Records. He started at the stage and he basically got body surfed to the door and then down the other aisle. You know, there's kind of like 2 main aisles in Red Cat. It was quite what a sight to see. Great memory. And for that, I always have very fond memories of Cool and the great track that launched that album, which is called Saffron. So here we go on my top 5 memories of for 5.5 years. Here's Cool TV, a.k.a. Cool the Band, with Saffron on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Cool, a.k.a. Cool TV with Saffron from Paint from 2014. If you're just joining us, this is my last show hosting Discord Radio after 5.5 years. So we're doing a bit of a top 5.5 countdown of bands slash songs that I've thoroughly enjoyed over the last 5.5 years on this amazing show, Discord Radio. Yeah, and even though it's been 5.5 years and a lot of the memories are going back, this song I want to play next is just proof that even the current songs and bands that we're playing these days are still driving me, are still turning my crank, for a lack of a better term. I still like the music we are playing on the show. That's what I'm trying to say.
Cool.
Oh, thanks. So anyways, so
welcome.
The band we're going to play now is called Maneater. And Maneater, I never heard of them until a couple of weeks ago when you started playing their album Noise.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of great tracks in this album. Really catchy. And in fact, I've been listening to it nonstop over the past couple of weeks. Otherwise, normally I wouldn't include something that's so new in a kind of a top five list that looks back 5.5 years. But there's something about this band.
Yeah.
It just sounds so great. But then, this Maneater is, of course, Lindsay, Lauren, and Daniel. But then, Dora, you just told me, you just gave me some news about Maneater.
Yeah, I hate to break it. I love Maneater too, dear listeners. But they are breaking up because Daniel's moving back to Thailand.
What? Wah, wah, wah,
I know. You, dear listeners, and dear Wade got into them.
Yeah, this is another thing. This is the kind of one of the sad realities of the Vancouver music scene is there's a lot of amazing bands I see having lots of great potential, but then someone moves.
Yeah.
Or a band breaks up. Someone gets an opportunity in Toronto or LA or New York or Thailand. And that's the end of an era. So it was short-lived, but nonetheless, let's play this track from Maneater, Throw. I have not been able to get enough of this. This has been my Discorder jam of the summer. Throw, Maneater from Noise, on an album that was just released last month. Here we go, number 4 on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Oh,
AfroMad, an international celebration of music, dance, arts, crafts, food, and much more, presents live performances from around the African world and beyond. From August 25th to 27th, there will be all-day free events at the beautiful Surrey City Plaza by the Surrey Central SkyTrain. A taste of Africa right here. For more information, visit festivalafrica.org or call 604-828-4127.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Evil Eye from Lady Hawk. Not to be confused with New Zealand's Lady Hawk with an E. This is Lady Hawk with a hard K at the end. A Vancouver band who, when I first moved to Vancouver, which would have been, the fall of 2011, I kept hearing a bit of a buzz about this Lady Hawk. And then when the next album that was released was the No Can Do album, whose album cover... and if you're in front of a computer, I recommend Googling it right now, is a picture of the old UBC pool with a guy diving in headfirst, almost like a lifeless body. And the photo was taken at the most incredible moment just before there's a splash. In fact, the photo looks like his hair is actually touching the water.
Yeah, but not quite the skull yet.
Exactly. An amazing photo. And the fact that it was taken here at UBC, and I was just going to UBC, there was like that kind of sentimental connection. And it's a great album, top to bottom, 10 tracks, No Can Do. Came out in 2012, and I never got a chance to see Lady Hawk live. They went going on hiatus after a while, and they haven't actually released anything new, even though officially they're still together. Duffy Drager and Darcy Hancock are the main two guys behind that band. But yes, Lady Hawk, UBC, Google it, great album cover. And a great album, nonetheless. No Can Do, Lady Hawk. If you're just joining us, this is my last show hosting Discord Radio. Yes, Mike, flex your head, just walked in the studio. He's in a bit of shock. So Mike, I'm going to miss throwing it to you every Tuesday, but I'm going to wish you best of luck with your show. I'm sure Mike's been doing his show for about 20 years. Well, you've been doing your show for about 12 years, but the show's been going for over 25 years.
Yeah, 28 years now.
28 years, wow.
Wow.
Well, I feel proud and confident that our show will last a long time now that Dora Duba will be taking over the reins. We can only dream it'll go to 28.
It'll happen. We'll make it happen.
All right, we'll make it happen. Before we officially say goodbye, we're just kind of counting down my top five bands / songs that have, you know, had an impact on me over the last 5.5 years of doing this show. The next band we're going to play from is called Fine Times. Now, I had the pleasure of interviewing Jeffrey Powell and Matthew Moldowan, who is the 1-2 combo behind Fine Times, for my first ever Discorder magazine feature.
Oh.
Way back in September of 2012, on the eve of their album release. It was a self-titled album release from Light Organ Records. It's a great album, top to bottom. And the last track is called Into the Mechanarium. And I even asked them what that means, and they couldn't give me a straight answer. It's a great album, top to bottom, but this is the track that really myself and DJ CJ really gravitated towards. So we're going to play that for you right about now as number 2 on my top 5 here on my last show. Into the Mechanarium by Fine Times, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Fine Times, Into the Mechanarium, one of our favorite tracks from the early days of Discord Radio, That's from their self-titled EP in 2012. Once again, I had the pleasure of interviewing Matt and Jeff of Fine Times on the eve of their album release for my first ever Discorder feature. And then for the next little while, they kind of became one of my buddy bands in here in Vancouver. And one of the great things about hosting the show over the last 5.5 years is all the amazing musicians I've had the chance to meet. A couple shout outs to some bands we didn't get a chance to play today. War Baby, Brock and John and Kirby, great guys. I've seen them many, many times in Vancouver. Always good for a laugh, always good for a spontaneous interview. And I've really enjoyed seeing them over the years. Gang Signs, another band that I've seen quite a few times. Adam Fink, the drummer. We've had a lot of good laughs and chats about the CITR community over the years. And also a couple other like sort of favorites some over the years I wanted to mention as well. Favorite festival that we went to, I'd say, was Rifflandia. In 2013, myself and CJ were there. We got a chance to interview a whole bunch of bands. And just like having the media passes and doing the whole festival thing was quite amazing. Favorite live in studio performance would go to Johnny DeCourcy last year when he got naked. Not quite naked, but took his shirt off right here in CITR studio. Caused quite a ruckus. The security came over and was wondering what was happening. There's been a lot of amazing, amazing memories and a lot of amazing people, too. A quick shout out to some of the legendary staff of not-too-distant past, including Brenda Grunau, the old station manager, Sarah Cordingly, Robin Allam, our Discorder editors that I've had the pleasure of working with, Greg Adams, Laurel Borman, J.C. Gibb, and the current editor-in-chief, Britt B., the current staff, Madeline, Eleanor, Hugo, and so many others. And of course, the past co-producers of the show, of course, I mentioned DJ CJ, Liz Holiday, Claire Bailey, and Matt Muse, who was also mentioned earlier. It's been an amazing lineup of people I've had the pleasure of working with over the last 5.5 years. And I'm so honored to be handing it off to you, Dora Duber. I know you're a real gal about town and you're really involved with all facets of this station, the Vancouver music community. And this is what I was saying before with Mike here. I feel confident knowing that Discord Radio will survive and in fact thrive with you at the helm. So,
oh my God, if I hadn't given blood, I'd be blushing right now.
Nice. Well, I always said that I wanted to make sure, because when we took this over, it was like this show was kind of teetering on what's going to happen with the show. Mm-hmm. It's half an hour every second week. There wasn't a lot of love into it. And it's really grown into this, you know, its own thing, and with a nice, we got a solid format, we got a solid team, and I'm really happy to see this thing grow into its own thing, and Discord Radio will survive and thrive long into the future, and I feel very confident about that with, once again, with you at the helm. So,
oh, I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So that being said, we're going to play one last song right now. You know, out of all the interviews that we get a chance to do over the years, one of my favorites was with a band called Mounties, which is a bit of a Canadian supergroup made up of Steve Bays of Hot Hot Heat, Ryan Dahl of Limlifter, and Hoxley Workman. And at Rifflandia in 2013, we had a chance to interview them. It's kind of a bit of like a fanboy moment come true for me, getting a chance to interview those guys. And I really dig the band as well. They get an amazing album called Thrash Rock Legacy, which came out, it was officially released in 2014, but back in the fall of 2013 was kind of the height of the hype for this band, and that's when we went to Rifflandia, and we're going to a lot of festivals. So I always think about that time, the fall of 2013, the start of that school year, as one of my most exciting times for me here at Discord Radio and CITR. So it seems kind of fitting that I would play a track from this band from that time. So without further ado, we will play my send-off track. It's called If This Dance Catches On, and I'm happy to see that the Discord Radio dance will be catching on with Dora Duber at the helm. Once again, happy birthday to my mom, Sarah Wade, listening in Toronto, and thank you to everybody for all your amazing love and support over the past 5.5 years. But instead of crying because it's over, I am smiling because of it happened. Thank you very much, listeners of CITR 101.9 FM. All right, with that being said, If This Dance Catches On, Mounties, right here, Discord Radio. Thank you, love ya, see ya. Woo! All the best. Let's do this. One more time. Here we go. Mounties. if this button can press play and this dance can catch on right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM on Discord Radio.
Catches on.